Blog Talk Radio.
Life is all about the kingdom. We welcome you to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Ross. It's been a while since we've been on air. And I was inspired today to take the time out to celebrate life. Celebrating life. The folks that are celebrating birthdays in the month of June. And those that are fathers. So the fathers there. And we want to celebrate all the fathers. And thirdly, we want to celebrate life by cultivating a spirit of unity in every community, inviting family and friends to join me in taking this night to celebrating life with music, with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. Today, we have observed a man who has lived his life to pursue a career as a boxer and have called himself the champ, and there is no other. So tonight we celebrate the life of Muhammad Ali. Also, we celebrate the life of a great man that was about his father's business, was very adamant of his belief to say, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And that great man is none other than Bishop Larry Harris, the founding pastor of Bridge of Faith. So, my beloved, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, and for those that have been following Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, we celebrate you tonight with Shekinah glory, the kingdom of God. It's not food and drink, but it's about righteousness. So let's celebrate life more abundantly with Shekinah glory. Thank you. truly that rank as the rain that is pouring. It's the rain that cleanses the earth. The same rain that cleanses the earth cleanses us from unrighteousness. It's none but the righteous to see Christ. So when we seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things, grant that unto all things that the Father gives his children, that nothing lacking, but everything is supplied by the Father and through the Son. We have life more abundantly. So that's why tonight we celebrate life, life more abundantly here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. When we let go and let God reign over our lives, not only do when we're going through a storm or a flood, when we totally surrender, see, depression may have you down, oppression profile, but when we yield to God and say yes, no devil in hell can reign, can keep us from the blessings of the Lord that reigns on every last one of us. See, giving us the authority on earth to be more than conquerors. We've got to surrender our will and say, yes, Lord.
My soul is yours. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why I can say, I can say,
With your heart, and your soul say yes. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful, and the soul is the mind, the intellect, the emotions, the will. When a person is full of grudges, hating someone, holding an offense, or harboring a grudge causes many negative effects. And the person who allows such attitudes in his life becomes joyless. His health or her health suffers, as do the relationships, because of unforgiveness. Many lives have forfeited the joy, the peace that surpasses all understanding, because of the bondage to the soul. That he's enslaved by the thoughts, enslaved by trusted addiction, bound because of bitterness. By one word, as David said, cry out, Lord, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. See, bitterness is the result of a proud spirit that seeks to keep score and gain revenge for the seed and wrong of others. When we refuse to release our offense, the feelings, they will eventually control our thoughts, our actions. We will be enslaved and in bondage of sin before God. You need a healing for yourself? Say yes. Yes to God's will. Say yes to a new life in Christ. Say yes and join me in celebrating new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and the old has passed away. Rejoice, I say, rejoice, and give God forever praise. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. This is an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministries. We're just preparing your hearts tonight for 7 o'clock morning worship experience with yours truly. So, if you're pressing to a higher calling in Christ Jesus, we are created for praise. As we now and down to the first half hour, we want to give God some praise. So join me in forever praise.
Come on, if you're going to fail, we'll praise it. Come on, praise it even now. Come on, let's praise him right now. Hallelujah. Oh,
God, we'll lift up a praise unto the Lord even now. Can I get you to lift up the sound of praise in the house today?
Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. I give every success. God, I give every hidden thing. I'm not shaken. Deliver me in my spirit that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's working off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for you. Somebody get it for you. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be whole. I've already prayed for you. I've already died and rose again for you. I will not receive my liberty. Lord, I receive my liberty. I want to be free right now. I want to be free. I want to be free right now. Somebody come and ask and pray. I want to be free. I want to be free.
Thank you.
Listen to Kingdom Focus with Representative Live on www.blogtalkradio. If depression has you down, oppression profound. Seek Jesus.
God, I need a touch.
One touch. Not only soothe the mind, but heal the soul.
Even now. God, I release the old. And I might have to do it in Jesus' name.
I challenge you before midnight that you. If you want to be totally whole, if you want to be totally free of guilt and shame, surrender your will. Trust God and have faith. Faith is persistence of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Of assessed to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his life. A couple of the complete surrender to God and his will. Remove the guilt from our heart. The Bible says, before all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we want peace, you want joy, you want the fullness of God, we must find God, forgiveness, and we want to be saved from the consequences of sin. Soon and soon, we shall see the King. He will appear. Will you be prepared for the bridegroom? I don't know about you, but I chose to surrender my will for his glory. For his glory. I would do anything. Because when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall we be gathered, all nations. And he shall separate the one from another as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall separate the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I don't know about you, but I want to be where the Spirit of the Lord is. I want to experience his presence. I want to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. I want to experience his love. I want to be well. His glory.
Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him as
Month of June. I want to invite you, the listeners, to join me in celebrating the whole month of June. I'd like to honor my family and my friends and the gathering of celebrating life. If you're celebrating the month of June, those of you who desire to rededicate your life and walk into the newness of life, join me in the fourth Friday gathering of this month of June and experience the newness in Christ. Have you been bound because of depression, oppression, or grieving because of a loss of a loved one? The loss of a job, the loss of a friend, and you need a healing voice. So join me at the gathering for more details. Give me a call, 717-379-1503, or text me on Facebook. I'm Deborah Jackson Live, or simply Deborah Jackson, or join us at DAJ, Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. Let me know that you tune in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If you'd like to call in and be live on the show, we invite you to give us a call at 657-383-0957. As we close, we pray that you seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Also, you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness, join me every first Friday, every Friday, for daily bread at Unity of Praise Temple Church, located in Cameron Inn and Hurst Street in Harrisburg, PA. The founding pastor, apostle, remembered, and Pastor Lancaster. So for more information, give us a call at 717-379-1503 or text 717-379-1503. No. And life more abundantly comes through surrendering your life to the Word of God. Says John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. Where it says, what does it profit to seek the world and lose your soul? Before midnight, examine your heart. Perhaps you're listening to this program throughout the day. You haven't looked in my eyes. Know this. We walk by faith, not by sight. So when you hear the word of God, faith comes by hearing. So when you have the word in your heart, that word enters you into his presence. It connects with the divine. It keeps you into the place, that place is total surrender, total sacrifice. That's the better life. So, know that you are created for praise. Know that you've been created in his image. So celebrate that Jesus lives, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, celebrate life. And when you love your neighbor as thyself, you have just fulfilled the royal law, James 2:8. So, we thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jacqueline. And truly, it's been refreshing to be on air once again. I love life. For God is. The joy and the strength of my life. He moves all misery away. So arise, shine, and give God the glory. Ministry Music on Kingdom Focus. Live with Deborah Jackson, live. 7-11. We're doing a new thing for the month of June. So tune in. Friday, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And then Saturday night at 11. And we're going to rise, shine, and celebrate life in Sunday worship experience. If you don't have a church home to celebrate, join me Sunday morning at Unity Praise Simple Church for Sunday school, 10:30 and 4. Regular service as well. This week there will be a special gathering immediately after service. Unity Praise Temple Church of Christ, Inc. is located at 1201 North Cameron Street in Harrisburg, PA. The code is 17103. And if you'd like more information about Unity Praise Simple Church of Christ, Inc., have that the church at 717-585-8470. The Bishop C.L. Lancaster and First Lady Lancaster will welcome you with great joy in Jesus' name. Again, we thank you for listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. but leave this word with you. Only what you do for Christ shall last. To celebrate life and Jesus' death. We pray God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Yeah.
Now I'm praying to be.